This is the Business English Certificate Higher. Listening Test 2. Part 1. Questions 1 to 12. You will hear a presenter on a radio program giving information about some workshops. As you listen, for questions 1 to 12, complete the notes using up to 3 words or a number. After you have listened once, replay the recording. You have 45 seconds to read through the notes. Now listen and complete the notes.
And now before we say goodbye, 3 dates for your diaries. Here's what's happening in November. First of all, on November 7th, Ashridge Limited, the International Center for Management Development, are hosting a one-day workshop. The workshop is called Decision Making and will be led by Douglas Bernhard of the Geneva-based Freeman Research Group. It is open to all comers, but is really aimed at senior executives. It will focus on how to gain that critical edge needed for faster, smarter decision making and how to exploit advanced knowledge of competitive threats. There will also be a seminar about advanced planning in order to help executives develop commercial foresight. The cost for the day's training is £435, and, as you'd expect for this price, a 3-course lunch is included. Booking details are from Kate Charlton at their head office. The workshop will be held at the University Research Center. Next, on November 14th, there's a seminar and workshop session at the Manchester Conference Center called Jobs Worldwide. This is the only European recruitment fair to concentrate on giving young graduates information on training in multilingual technical or business skills. This has been set up by the high-profile European consultancy firm Careers International. They have apparently had a good response so far, and they will be closing the booking soon, so this is a last call for recent graduates to apply. Participants are offered reimbursement of their travel costs, but not any overnight accommodation they may require. Applications must be in by November 3rd and should be sent to Careers International headquarters in Manchester. Applicants can also register their interest through email on www.hrn.demon.co.uk. Finally, an important event which is taking place on November the 23rd. English Partnerships is organizing an exhibition in Birmingham to back up a recruitment drive in the building trade. More than 2,500 new jobs in the building industry are to be created, and the exhibition is called, appropriately enough, Building the Future. At the end of the day, participants attending the exhibition will be able to apply for a selection of jobs in the building trade. English Partnerships are therefore trying to encourage everyone seeking work of this kind to attend. They are well known in the industry for their original designs. And to demonstrate this, there will also be photographs of some of their recent projects. If you are interested but don't yet have the right skills, they will also have stands with information on appropriate training programs. So if you're looking for a job or a change of direction, it's worth going along. Free tickets are available from the English Partnerships office in London from next Friday.
Now listen to the recording again. That is the end of part 1. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.